Transformed by Truth, Living the Transformed Life. Over the last 10 months, we've been considering together what it means to be transformed by the truth of God's Word. Over the next 4 videos, we're going to explore what it truly means to live a life that is transformed by Jesus Christ. The series is about change, real lasting change, that begins the moment we encounter Christ and continues as we grow in Him. Let's take a quick look at the key themes we're going to cover on this journey. A new creation. We begin with the amazing truth that in Christ we are made new. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. We will explore how our identity is transformed through salvation and how we are no longer defined by our past, but by our relationship with Jesus. This is where true transformation starts. When we accept Christ, we become a new creation. In part 2, renewing your mind. In the second part, we will focus on the importance of renewing our minds. Transformation isn't just about outward behavior. It begins with how we think. Romans 12:2 encourages us to not be conformed to the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We'll look at how God reshapes our thoughts through His Word, helping us to see the world, ourselves, and others from His perspective. It's in our thinking that the process of transformation takes place. Part 3, Bearing Fruit in the Spirit. Next, we'll explore the evidence of transformation through the fruit of the Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23, we read that the Holy Spirit produces fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These qualities are not just characteristics we strive for. They are the natural result of a life led by the Spirit. We'll discover how staying connected to Christ allows this fruit to grow, and how it becomes visible to others. In part 4, Living with Purpose. Finally, we'll learn how transformation leads us to live with purpose. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 reminds us that we are God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ to do the good works He has planned for us. Living a transformed life means stepping into the purpose that God has designed for us. We'll discuss how our gifts, talents, and even our past experiences are part of God's plan to impact the world around us, and how we can walk in the fullness of our calling. Looking ahead throughout this series, we'll be exploring how God transforms us from the inside out. It's about embracing our new identity in Christ, allowing Him to renew our minds, bearing the fruit of the Spirit, and living with eternal purpose. My prayer is that by the end of this journey, you will not only understand what it means to live a transformed life, but also experience that transformation for yourself. Let's embark on this journey of change together. Living the Transformed Life, Part 1, A New Creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. In this first message in our series, Living the Transformed Life, we're going to begin by considering what it means to be a new creation in Christ. Becoming a follower of Jesus isn't just about a change in behavior. It's about a change in our very identity. When we accept Christ, we're given a fresh start. A new beginning. The old is gone. The Apostle Paul says, the old life is gone, a new life has begun. What does that mean for us? It means the moment we trust in Jesus, our past no longer defines us. The old labels that we had, sinner, failure, outcast, are replaced with new identities. Forgiven, redeemed, child of God. It's easy for us to cling to the memories of our mistakes. But in Christ, God chooses to remember our sins no more. Hebrews chapter 8 verse 12 reminds us, for I will forgive their wickedness and I will never again remember their sins. Friend, you are no longer who you once were. You are who God says you are. Living in the new life. Being a new creation doesn't mean we'll never struggle, but it does mean that God is at work within us. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 tells us, God who began the good work within you will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. Transformation is a journey, not an overnight experience. We are not defined by the opinions of others or by our past mistakes. Instead, we are shaped by God's grace and his plan for our lives. Our new life is full of hope, promise, and purpose. How do we apply what we've heard to our lives? If you're a follower of Jesus, you are already living in the reality of this new life. But we must ask ourselves, are we embracing it fully? Are we living as new creations, or are we still dragging along the baggage of our old life? Today, I encourage you to reflect on how you are living out your new identity in Christ. Let go of the old and step confidently into the new. Our identity in Christ. One of our greatest challenges that we face as believers is fully accepting our new identity in Christ. Sometimes, even after we've been saved, we allow old habits, doubts, or insecurities to creep back in. We might think, am I really new? Have I really changed? But remember, God's word says that you are in Christ. You are a new creation. That is a fact, not a feeling. In John chapter 1, verse 12, we are also reminded, but to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. This, friends, isn't just a symbolic change. It's a fundamental shift in our status before God. We are adopted into his family. We have a new spiritual lineage, and we no longer belong to the world, but to God. Overcoming our doubts and insecurities. If you're struggling to believe, it's important to confront those doubts with Scripture. Just as Jesus resisted temptation by quoting the word of God in Matthew chapter 4, we must fight negative thoughts and feelings with the truth of God's promises. We need to memorize scriptures like Galatians 2:20, which says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And declare those promises, those truths over our life when our doubts arise. Your identity is not determined by your past mistakes, failures, or what others say about you. It is determined by what God says about you. And he says you are new, loved, forgiven, and chosen. As a call to action, may I encourage you to take time this week to think on what it means to be a new creation. Find specific scriptures in God's word that remind you of your new identity, and make it a habit to speak them out loud, affirming the truth that God has made you new. May God bless you, may he keep you, may he cause his face to shine upon you, and may you have and experience the peace of God that passes all understanding.